This is a virus that Dr. Shantanu Bose with the UT Health Science Center has been researching for 15 years. He came across its efficacy in killing cancer cells quite by accident.
I never expected that we can use RSV for cancer, you know, and when we were conducting some experiments with this virus, we were using normal cells. And at the same time, we are using some cancer cells.
RSV is a respiratory virus that infects small children. Once he discovered its effect on cancer cells, Dr. Bose applied for a patent and began animal testing. He said when cancer tumors in mice were directly injected with the virus, the growth shrank in 5 days, and the tumors were gone after another week of treatment.
When we gave this virus to a prostate tumor, which was grown in mice, the tumor was gone, and we stopped giving the virus, but the tumor never came back even after 3 months. And 3 months for a mice is almost like, you know, 60 years for a human being.
You see that most advances of this technology and how you treat patients, completely different than chemo and radiation.
Calvin Cao is the CEO of Tampa-based CZ Biomed. A year after Dr. Bose received his patent, Cao's company learned of the process. The company began clinical trials in other countries. Cao said cancer cells died, but patients did not get sick because RSV does not kill normal cells.
So you don't have a side effect like chemo or radiation. Okay, your hair's not, you know, on drop it, and basically you don't throw up, you don't get skinny, you know, but it's completely different. The normal patient will feel normal. After the treatment, they just go on their way, they eat and drink and play tennis or do whatever they want normal.
Cao said the clinical trials in other countries show the RSV can kill many kinds of cancer cells, and it can be administered through an IV.
And we see the result is very encouraging. Already on lung cancer patient and prostate cancer patient and also colorectal cancer patient.
Cao expects the approval and testing of RSV to go smoothly because it is a virus without side effects.
This type of virus is very friendly virus, and it infects all of us in the day that we born. So the virus is friendly. It doesn't, any kind of dangers. So I believe the FDA will be, you know, should be open arm to be happy for us to do this type of trial.
Dr. Bose believes clinical trials on terminally ill cancer patients can begin in San Antonio later this year. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.